I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Boiled weeds and wild plants have become survival food for many people in Sudan. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
there are literally millions of people that are living on the threshold of starvation.
The weakest, women, children, and those unable to provide for themselves suffer the most.
And in this case, in Sudan, it's nearly 50% of the country is utterly dependent upon foreign aid of some kind, whether it's through the UN or through NGOs.
Some cities have been surrounded for over a year, with approximately 300,000 people trapped by militia groups. Lift up in prayer the strategic work of ministries serving Sudanese in conflict zones. Pray also for the 1% of local believers to persevere in faith and bring hope to others. And deaf people are often overlooked by the hearing people around them. This is especially true in times of war. For example,
many times they struggle to get the critical care that they need. If they try to go to the hospital during a war and there's no interpreters available, no one can understand them.
Rob Myers of Door International says the deaf are resourceful, finding ways to overcome the challenges they face.
They will depend on hearing family members. They will be using social media to share information with one another.
Door International needs your help introducing deaf communities to the fight for their souls between Christ and Satan.
Many deaf people are cut off from the gospel in their own heart sign language and don't have protection in the midst of this spiritual war.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.